Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about Rossini, who died 150 years ago this year.
Just to give you an idea of the magnitude of Rossini's success, Stendhal, the great author, was a contemporary, and in 1824, this was when Rossini was at the height of his career, he wrote a biography of the man. And this is how the book begins. Napoleon is dead, but a new conqueror has already revealed himself to the world, from Moscow to Naples, from London to Vienna, from Paris to Calcutta. His name is constantly on every tongue. Just to give you an idea about the fame of this unbelievable composer. Even the stodgy, ponderous Germans fell under his spell. Hegel was a fan. The pessimistic Schopenhauer was so enraptured that he played Rossini's arias on his flute. The German composer, Karl Maria von Weber, who was justifiably envious of Rossini, had called him the Lucifer of music. Even he confessed to a friend during a performance of Cinderella, "I have to get out of here. Even I'm beginning to like his stuff." And Beethoven, grumpy Beethoven, when they met in Vienna in 1822, even he had to put on a charm, congratulated Rossini on The Barber, saying, "It will be played as long as Italian opera exists." So let's take a look at two arias, just as by way of getting acquainted with this amazing composer. One will be an aria from Tancredi, Di Tanti Palpiti. It is based on a Voltaire's play. Tancred wins the battle at the end, but is mortally wounded. And of course, it's a story of two warring families, a bit like Romeo and Juliet, love and war. The second selection is a jewel from Maometto. Maometto is, of course, Muhammad in Italian. This opera exists in Italian version, and it was rewritten for the French audiences and retitled as The Siege of Corinth. This time also it's a war between the Byzantines and the Muslims. The Sultan's name is Muhammad or Maometto, or in this case Mehmet, depending on the language. And he lays a siege on Corinth. This aria, which is really going to break your heart, have a box of Kleenex next to you when you listen to it. Just the tears are going to come out, guaranteed. The words to this prayer as the city is being besieged is, "Merciful Lord, in such peril, the only course, the only hope which remains to us is weeping, lamenting, to beg thy mercy." So here we have the jovial, mischievous Rossini tugging at our heartstrings in the most moving way. Let's listen to this lyrical aria.
Cecilia Bartoli performing Rossini's Giusto Ciel aria from Le Siège de Corinth. Information about the music played in this segment and in each edition of Classical Music According to Yehuda is available online at wamc.org/roundtable. Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series presents a program Mozart and Schubert, Marzipan and the Trout on Saturday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.